Kiyudua, that when it comes a Yom Tif and it comes Shabbos, Shabbos is Mevater the Musaf for the Yom Tif. The reason being, because Be'etzem, the Inyan of Shabbos, the Inyan of Musaf is not a Tefillah Be'etzem, it's a Tefillah. It's a Tefillah Mitzad the Musafim. And because it's a Tefillah Mitzad the Musafim, the Iker is the Musaf. And when it becomes the Iker Musaf, the Musaf of Yom Tif, which is a greater Musaf, or maybe even more than that, the Musaf of Shabbos Be'etzem is only a Achava of the Tomet. The Tomet is Shnei Kvasim, and the Musaf is also only adds on to Kvasim. It's different than every other Musaf. And the Ekim Musafim are the Yom Chaschem and B'mayadechem. Therefore, Be'etzem, that's why the Iker Musaf is from the Yom Tevim. The Heilige Chidushirim said that Shabbos has a Midah of Ayin Teva. It has a Midah of Ayin Teva that it gives away from itself for others. That's the Midah of Shabbos. The Midah of Shabbos is the Midah of Ayin Teva, and therefore when it comes a different Yom Tif or a different Chiv HaTvila, it gives away its Koyach HaTvila to the other Akoponim by the Mesophon, where that's the Iker of the other Yom Tif. So that's why we have a separate Nusach HaTvila, and we have to see the Nusach HaTvila, at least certain Nekudais of the Nusach HaTvila that we should look at. Ata yotzarta olamcha mikedem. The first question is often a question which Be'etzem, one of the Rishonim already touched on it. Why do we say ata yotzarta olamcha mikedem? We should say ata barasa olamcha mikedem. There's a chilek of yotzer and beirei. Beirei is yesh me'ayin. Yotzer, yitzira, means from something that exists already. As we know from the Ramban and Chumash, as we know from the Goyin and other SLEO, and from others, from the Malbum in many places, where he says the difference of Shemus and Yadofim, that the difference of Yetzira and Bria, Bria is Yesh Me'ayin, and if the Rebbeinu Shem created the world, Olamcha, we should say, Ata Barasa Olamcha Mikedem. Why do we say, Ata Yotzarta Olamcha Mikedem? Which this is a very starka aura in Pshat, why it says like that. And good teretz in Rishonim, there isn't on this question. We will try to give over kama v'kama pshotim that the Sasemes says in the word Yotzarta, which if not for this question, I wouldn't understand why he goes away from pshutay shal pirish hamilos and doesn't teach Yotzarta as inyan of yitzira kipshutay. And Akarchach, even though he doesn't say it bothers him, this question, this is what bothers him. That it should say Ata Barasa if the Pshat is Kipshute. And the Oifen that the Sasamas teaches us to learn Pshat is that the word Yotzarta has one Taich we will start with the word Tzura. That Yotzarta does not mean from the Lashon of Yitzira exactly to mean the Inyan of Yitzira. It means an Inyan of Tzura. And as he says in Parshas Tazria, that the Maral says in everything in this world, there's Chomer and Tzura. Chomer is the Chitzenius, Tzura is the Inyan of Pnimius. Ato Yotzarta means the Rebbeinu Shlom was Tzor Tzura B'Tzerch Tzura, as the Lashon HaGemara Mesechtes Berachos, that everything has a Pnimius. Ato Yotzarta Olamcha Mikedem. Let us understand what it means, the Mikedem, according to this word, these words. We know that the Pasuk can tell him, Ocher v'kedem tzartoni. And the Medrash in Parshat Tazria tells us, Ocher, he was Ocher l'maisa bereshis, Kedem, he was Kedem l'maisa bereshis. The guf of the person was Ocher l'maisa bereshis, and the neshama of the person was Kedem l'maisa bereshis. And Ocher v'kedem tzartoni, the Eibishter took the person and created him from an Ocher and from a Kedem. And it depends what you are. If you're the way you should be, then you're Kodim L'chol Ma'aseh Bereishis. If not, then you're Ocher L'Ma'aseh Bereishis, as the Medrash talks about it in Parshat Tazria. Taich the Sasemes, Ahaf L'diki Taich, Ata Yotzar To Olamcha. You put in a Tzura in Olamcha, that is Mikedem, that is the Kedem, because there's an Ocher and a Kedem. The Kedem, that's the Tzura. So that is the Taich, Ata Yotzar To Olamcha. You put in a Tzura into behind the chomer of the bria. You put in a tzura, and the avodah of the person is to take the chomer and be mahapach et tzura. Then the ikir is the kedem, and if chas v'shalom he takes the tzura and is mahapach et chomer, then the ikir is the achar. That's what the medrash means. And that would be the taich of Ata Yatzarta Elamcha Mikedem. So we understand the first pshat, and he says it two times in Parshat Tazria, that the meaning of Ata Yatzarta means the Nekuda of Tzura. The Ribbono Shel Olam made a Tzura in everything. That's the Lashon Yatzarta, and that answers the question why it is Yatzarta and not Barasa, because it refers to the Nekuda of Tzura. A second nekuda that the Sasamis learns, the Lashon Yotzarta, meaning, Yotzarta means, in Pasuk it says, Yomim Yutzaru V'loi Echad Behem. Yomim Yutzaru, a Pasuk can tell him, Yomim Yutzaru, the Ribbono Shel Olam created days, the Pashat the Taich, V'loi Echad Behem, is there's a Kri and a Ksiv. There's a Kri and a Ksiv, V'loi with an Aleph, V'loi with a Vav. Now, what is the pshat in these two psukim, in these two lishonos? How do we touch yomim yitzaru v'loi with an aleph, yomim yitzaru with a vav? So, the heilige svasemes, a second mahalach in the whole nekuda of these words. When the bria was still in the matzev of yitzira, meaning when it was still in the matzev of machshava, when the Ribbono Shel Olam still had the machshava to be bashaf the world, to create the world. Before the world was in a matziv of a mitzias. So yomim yutzaru, when the yomim was still in the process of yitzira, meaning before they were created, v'loy echad mehem, and they didn't exist yet, then v'loy echad mehem, the Ribbono Shel Olam already picked the day of Shabbos. Because Rashi teaches v'loy echad, that goes on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. So what do we now understand from this pasuk? Let's take it again, and we will understand on Nuzer the Kipshat and Ata Yatzarta. There was days before the days were already created. There weren't yet Yomim. The Yomim was still in the Daga of Yetzira. V'loy Echad Mem, they did not exist yet. In those days, the Ribbono Shel Olam already was Beicher in Shabbos that it's V'loy Echad Mem. Meaning that Shabbos has a connection to the world of before Yetzira. Shabbos is before the world of Yetzira. That means before there was the world of Yetzira, there was already existed a Shabbos before. That's the Taich Ata Yotzarta Olam Cha Mikedem. We're talking now about Shabbos Kedish. The Taich Ata Yotzarta Olam Cha Mikedem. When the world was already before. And the taich of Mikedem, it says in one of the Kadmonim, I don't remember who it says, that Kedem is 144, 6 days in the week, there's 144 hours. So it's Ata Yitzarcha, before the Sheshes Yimei HaMaisa. Kedem is the Sheshes Yimei HaMaisa. Ata Yitzarcha Elomcha, Mikedem, even before the Sheshes Yimei HaMaisa, when the world was still in the Yomim Yitzaru V'Loyechot Behem, there already existed the Nekuda of Shabbos Kedish. So we have two taichin in the taich of Yitzarta to take it away from the simple taich of Yitzira, that we should have a kasha, why it doesn't say Ata Barasa, and we taich Yitzarta either when the Bria was still a tzir in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, it wasn't yet an Olam HaMaisa, it was still in the Dargah of Tzir, or as we said, that it has to do with the union of Tzura and Chaymeh. And Ata Yotzarta means when the world was in a matzev of Tzura. That is the first Nekuda learning, as Evi the Heilige Svasemes learns, what means Ata Yotzarta Elam Chomei Kedem. There is more that we can understand, and we'll try to give it over a little bit more deeper. What does Kedem mean? Let us see in the Torah Kedoshah where we find Kedem. We find Kedem by the inyan of Dor HaFloga. In Dor HaFloga we find that it says, Vayihi benosam mikedem. And Chazal darshan of Vayihi benosam mikedem, that it means mikadmeinu shaloylam. As it states in Zera Kodesh Pashas Noach, that mikadem means mikadmeinu shaloylam. So we see that the dirt of Laga was get away from a darga called kedem. There's something called kedem, and that's kadmeinu shaloylam. Dirt of Laga went away from kedem. What was the problem of dirt of Laga? The pirut happened by nosam mikadem. If so, how does one go back to that darga of kedem? Where does one connect himself back to the darga of kedem? There is a way to go back to kedem. When you have achdus, the opposite of der afloga, the opposite of der afloga, you go back to the darga of achdus. You go back to the darga of sofa brura, the darga of loshon hakodesh, the darga of oz epoch chalam im sofa brura to be marked as a rebbein shem in the world. Then you go back to the darga of kedem. So the sasemeth in parashas Noach tells us a hafla de kinekuda. Shabbos is the shirish of achdus. Shabbos, we know it says in Zera Kodesh, everybody says Friday night, ki gavno. Shabbos is roza de echot. Shabbos is ma'achet de bria. Shabbos takes everything back to the shirish. The 6 days of the week are perut. Shabbos connects everything back to the Rebbeinu Shlalem. Everything comes back to the achdus. Therefore, on Shabbos, we go back to kedem. Shabbos, we have a koyach to go back to kedem. And with that, we find in Sasemes a meyer de ketzushtel to psukim that we say in the Aftera on Shabbos, when it tells Shabbos, Erev Shchedish, Shabbos is Shchedish, that it says, B'yoyim ha-Shabbos yipaseach, B'yoyim ha-Chedish yipaseach. It opens up Shi'arim. Which Shi'arim? Shar apoyne kodim. What does it mean, Shar apoyne kodim? That means to kedem. Back to this kedem that we are talking here, that ato yitzarta oilom chom mikedem, that on Shabbos there is an asgalus from that oilom that's called kedem. This is based on a sasemes in Parshas Achodesh and in Parshas Noach. Let's go a little bit further and see a little bit a more drush de kipshat, a little nekudos in drush that we could touch in these zachen. Zachen that are negeya to bring chizuk to people. There was a tzaddik, a Talmud of Rab Shalom Belze, maybe others in the time of Rab Shalom Belze, Rab Shalom Kamike. Rab Shalom Kamike said a pshat in these words, Ata yitzata ilom cha mikedem, kalisa malachtecha beyoyim ashvi, bacharta banu mikol om, ahavta yisonu v'retzisa banu, a most beautiful pshat. And the emes is, it has a shtikum occur in Achsam Sefer in Pashas Kisisa. Ata yitzata ilom cha mikedem. The Rebbeinu Shalom created the world mikedem, and a mur de kichshivis by the Rebbeinu Shalom the world. The Rebbeinu Shalom looked at the world, the Rebbeinu Shalom said the world, v'inei tev mi'eid. And the Rebbeinu Shalom said on the world when he created the world, oilami, oilami. That's what the Rebbeinu Shalom said when he finished the world. Oilami, oilami, my world, my world. Halavai, you should always be malachain lefonai like you're malachain now. That the world had a murder kichshivis by the Rebbeinu Shalom. From deswegen, even though it had such a kichshivis, Shabbos had a greater kichshivis. Kalisa malachtecha b'yom ha'shvi. You didn't finish, you stopped. Came yom ha'shvi, Shabbos is more chashuv than the whole world. Ata yitzata lo'ol b'cha mikadam, a murder kichshivis. No, Shabbos is chashuv v'vi the world. Shabbos is greater than the world. Yet, what goes next? Aber bachato bonu mikolom ahafta isonu ritzisa bonu. Adayid is krank of Shabbos rachmanu litzlam. Is koach nefesh is deiche Shabbos. Is the Rebbeinu Shalom was mechaviv ayid yet more than Shabbos. Is that's the three stages. First, ata yitzata ilom chamikadam. The Rebbeinu Shalom was mechaviv the world. The Rebbeinu Shalom stopped creation of the world because of the chvivis of Shabbos Kodesh. And the Rebbeinu Shalom puts away kaviyochol, the geroise chavivis of Shabbos. For what reason? For Bechata Bonim Mikolom. The Chassam Sefer in the beginning of Kisisa uses the same rayon to bring out the Kedushas Yisrael from that Nukuda. It's a beautiful taich in the Hemshech Hadvorim. Seda Sefer from Agroisa Odom Godel Erech Shai. In Sefer Erech Shai, he says three pshotim that we will say over in Ata Yitzata Elom Chamikedem. In the Hemshech Hadvarim, Kalisa Malachtecha B'yayim Ashvi, Bacharto Bonu, Mikolom, Ahavta Isonu, V'retzisa Bonu. The Echaim HaKadosh says in Parshas Bereishis, and he repeats it in Parshas Kisisa, that the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world only for 6 days. And that's why you become a shutter for Ma'aseh Bereishis when you keep Shabbos, because through Shemira Shabbos, the world gets recreated for another 6 days. Meaning, the Chaim HaKadosh says, the Bria only was for 6 days. More than 6 days, there wasn't a Yetzirah. Every week, it becomes again Nischadosh the Bria again. Zokt the Erech Shai with this Pshat, Ata Yetzarta Olam Cham Mikedem. The Ribbono Shel Olam created the world Mikedem only for 144 hours. More than that, the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't create the world. Only for 6 days he created the world. Kalisa malachtecha b'yoyim ha-shvi'i. You stopped the malacha b'yoyim ha-shvi'i. That it doesn't, no more world. The world is not miskayim. Who did the Ribbono Shel Olam give over now the world to recreate the world? B'charta bonu mikalom. The Ribbono Shel Olam was now b'ycher in us to continue the continuation of the world. We are the ones who have the ability now to continue the continuation of the world. Because we, with our Shmira Shabbos, we continue that the world should be vital, the world should continue. So that's Ata Yitzata Elam Chamikadem. You created the world for 6 days. Kalisa Malachtecha B'Yom HaShvi. It was completely stopped by Yom HaShvi. There's no more world anymore by Yom HaShvi. Memela, what did the Ribbono Shel Olam do? B'charto Abonu Mikolom. That it's Miskayim through us. So I saw in the Sefer, a Meir de Kivert, Zonish Dafen, Onkomen to the Vert, to anybody, alle Yidden zon geholfen werden, haben ehrliche jüdische Kinder, but a Meir de Kichizik de Kivert, for those who smitschen sich. Ki koi oma Hashem, la sarisim, ashe yishimru es shabsoi sai, ven asati lem bebeisi, bechamoisi, bechamoisi, yad, vishem toiv, shem toiv, mibonim, umibonis. Shem oilom, etelem, ashe lo yikores. Sukkim in the end of Yeshaya. What's the pshat in them? Rachman al Etzlan, a person can have children, it's a chzogen that he has no chelik in Kiyam Ha'ilam. Kiyam Ha'ilam, pruur revu lo yisoyu bera le shevet yitzara. A person has no chelik in Kiyam Ha'ilam. Zogt yana, gebeit on this Erech Shai, gebeit on this Erech Haim HaKadosh, a most beautiful word. Koyom HaShem l'sirisim. You don't have a problem that you don't have Kiyam Ha'ilam. Asher Yishmeru Shabbosai, the Titan Shabbos, and through that you keep Shabbos, that's Toiv Mibonim Umibonis. Why? Because Shem Ot Eilam Etnalei Asheloi Yikareis, that'll be Nitzchi, because you are the ones that give the Kiyam Abriya, a beautiful word in Taich, and a beautiful word in Ischaskus, how a person as a Yecheles to have Kiyam Abriya through Shabbos, that's why it's Toiv Mibonim Umibonis. Another pshat, it says in Erech Shai, another pshat was his Amoridik, a beautiful pshat. We know from the Sasemes, I think I said it over once already in this year, that at the end of Vayichulu it says, Ashebara Elikim Lasis. What's the Taich Lasis? Taich the Heiligus Sasemes, Lasis is from Loshon, Va'osasa es Tziparneo, from Loshon of Tikkun. The world still needs a Tikkun. Ashebara Elikim Lasis. We should be misaken it. The Erech Shai says the same exact pshat. What is the tikkun? Through our Aveda, through the Aveda of Klal Yisrael, Torah and Mitzvahs, we are misaken the world, we pick up the world, we put the world in its right place. That's our Aveda. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Ata Yitzarta Elomcha Mikedem. The Ribbono Shel Olam created the world Mikedem. So why Kalisa Malach Chabiyam Shvi? Why did you stop the Malach Chabiyam Shvi? Why didn't the Ribbono Shel Olam finish the world? Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam leave the world for Tikkun? Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam not finish it? Kalisa Malach Chabiyam Shvi. Why? Because Ki Bacharta Banu Mikalam Ahavta Isanu. The Ribbono Shel Olam Ratzis Abanu. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants to be Mezaka Os with the Tikkun Ha'olam. So that's why Kalisa Malach Chabiyam Shvi. And the Ribbono Shel Olam Kaviyachol left over the Tikkun for Klal Yisrael, that through their Torah and Mitzvahs, they should be able to be Misak in the world. That's the second pshat of Erech Shai. Erech Shai says a third pshat based on this, that it goes on Elef HaShvi, not on Shabbos. We will leave the third pshat because it's nisht poshet pshat. Kedai to say over one more wichtige nekuda before we go further. A neuridike nekuda that says in Tfere Shleime, pshat in Ata Yetzarta, a bissel apshetledike pshat, ob a neuridike yeseides. We know, as he says, a loshen, ein mitzvahis mevatloi zu ezu. There are big mitzvahs and there are small mitzvahs. Von deswegen, the halacha is, One doesn't put away mitzvahs for mitzvahs. We need all the mitzvahs. You need all the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs, the gerosa mitzvahs, kaleina mitzvahs. Doctor, how do we see this? Everybody realizes that Shabbos is greater than a Shchedish. The aliyah sa'olamos that there is on Shabbos is much greater than the aliyah sa'olamos that there is on a Shchedish. The tikkunim from Shabbos, the tikkun ha'olam that there is on Shabbos is a lot greater. From deswegen, Shabbos is chelik kovet to Rosh Chodesh. Why? Why is that? So the Tresh Lama says, from here we learn that even though the Shabbos is greater than Rosh Chodesh, still we need the Kleiner Aveda and the Nidriga Aveda also. We can't say we're only going to do the Hecher Aveda of Shabbos. We also need the Aveda of Rosh Chodesh. And he goes and he explains it on a half of the Kofen. After Yitzata Olam Chom Mikedem, the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world Mikedem. Mikedem means, as it says in Pasuk, Ma'ayna Elekei Kedem. That's the Olam Yisrael Yoinim. The Olam Yisrael Yoinim. From deswegen Kalisa Malachtecha, the Ribbono Shel Olam brought down this world all the way to Olam Asiya, all the way to the lowest of Olam Asiya, to the Malchus of Olam Asiya, to the seventh day of the week, which is Malchus of Asiya, which is Lamata, all the way to Lamata. From Ata Itzot Chalom Chamikadam, from Ma'oino Elike Kadam, the Rebbeinu Shem brought down to Kalisa Malachtecha B'yoyim Hashvi, all the way in Olam Asiyah, all the way in Olam Asiyah, till Malchus of Asiyah. Why? Why? Because the Rebbeinu Shem wants Daika the Tachtoinim, Daika Tato Agova. The Rebbeinu Shem, Daika wants Davaydim and Tachtoinim, even though the Iker is Davaydis Al Yoinim, but then he need Davaydis Al Tachtoinim. He can't have Davaydis Al Yoinim without Davaydis Al Tachtoinim. Oy bazoi, we understand the meridik. Ata yitzata elam chamikedem. From deswegen kalisa malachtecha b'yoyim ha'shvi. You brought down the avoda all the way down to this world. Oy bazoi, now I understand. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam had malachim. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam had tzrofim. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam had tefani ha'kedesh. And still, a half to his son of Eretz Yisabonu, he took us krutzei chayme. He took us made out of chayme, bosa v'dom. And then deswegen, the Rebbeinu Shem wanted us, because just like in the Bria, you see that the Rebbeinu Shem left Kaviyachol the Kedem and went all the way down to Olam Asiyah. So you see that that's Bacharto Bonu Mikolom and a half to Isonu over the Tzisabonu. And the Nekuda of Chap in the Shtikal is that that is exactly what you see from Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. From that, that Shabbos gives away from Rosh Chodesh is a lower Madrega. You see that Nekuda of Ato Yitzarto Olam Chomikedem. And that Nekuda. Let us see a very wichtige Sach. One sees, if he has a little bit of Chana in davening, he realizes, Bachar Tobonu Mikolam schmeckt von Ato Vachatonu Mikola Amem, Haaf Toi Sonu Vritzisabonu Vremtonu Mikola Lashenes, Vikidashtonu Vitzvesecha Vashim Chagodu Vakodesh Aleinu Kerosa. It's complete Kimat. Atav chatanu, batitan lo Hashem alekenu, lefisha chatanu lefanecha, mitzame pnei chatanu, siz kimat a yomtiv dike davenen. I ask you a very simple shayla. You come Friday to daven Rosh Chodesh dike musif, steht nicht kan atav chatanu, steht nicht kan batitan lonu, steht nicht kan pnei chatanu, there's a completely different nusach. Rosh chadoshim la'amcha nasata, nothing me'en a yomtiv dike nusach. Nothing me any yont of the genusach. And plutzling, idodo, apsanaya nusach, when comes Shabbos Rishchedish, it becomes anaya nusach, which is a moyadika aura. First aura, just to see the etzema aura. The teretz on this aura is that we have to realize that Shabbos Rishchedish is a neuridike talk. The Shabbos is different and the Rishchedish is different. Shabbos helps for the Rishchedish, the Rishchedish helps for Shabbos. We won't go into Eshtikal Mor V'Shamash now, which talks about what happens on Shabbos and what happens on Rosh Chodesh and what happens when both come together. But we have to have a Moyedik realization of a Moyedik Nekuda, that when Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh come together, it is Yontif Givaren. We say a Yontif Dikanusach, because it becomes an Esalus in the Rosh Chodesh to a Dargo of Yontif, and we say a Yontif Dikanusach. We don't say Atav Echatonu, we say Bechar Tobonu Mikol Om. In Nusach HaRambam, in Nusach HaVudraham, it does say, Ato V'chatonu. Let us talk a kasha that the Heintige Achroinim talk about, which is a beautiful Inyan to talk about, Be'etzem Barichus. We will touch on it just for a minute. David Raham asks a question. Why every Shabbos we don't say Atav HaChatonu? Favos Zokman is Atav HaChatonu Yedah Shabbos. Why do we say Atav HaChatonu Yontif? And Favos Shabbos Retman is Shmeika Atav HaChatonu. Zok David Raham, that because Shabbos was given before Matan Torah, and since Shabbos was given before Matan Torah, we can't say Atav HaChatonu because it wasn't Atav HaChatonu yet. How could we say Atav HaChatonu on Shabbos? Shabbos was given already before Matan Torah. As I state in Avod Raham. The question is, why should we say Atav HaChatonu on a Shchedish? In the Rambam says you say every Shchedish Atav HaChatonu. Here we say on Shabbos Shchedish B'chat HaBonu Mikolom. After Isonu we say B'chat HaBonu, L'chayr Shchedish was also given in Mitzrayim. Hayd Chedish as Elohim, the first mitzvah was given in Mitzrayim. If so, why do we say B'chat HaBonu on Shchedish? That is the question that the Heintik Achreinim are busy with. We will say a Mahalach, Gebeit on what it says in all the Achreinish Torah, a very Poshet in Nekuda. In Rambam, in Perish HaMishnah, in Chulin, it says that we do not keep the Torah for any other reason, only while the Heilige Bashefetans gegeben the Torah in Sinai. Nish while Gid Anosha was given to Yankev Avinu, and not for any other reason, we keep the Torah only while the Rebbeinu Shotans gegeben the Torah. That we have no shaykhis to the Torah that was given before Matan Torah. So etzem on Rishchodesh and Shinish Kakasha. We keep Rishchodesh because b'chart abanu mikolam, a half toisanu. That's why we keep Rishchodesh. And that's why the Rambam could say that on every Rishchodesh you say atav v'chatanu. Because Rishchodesh we keep us Matan Torah. But what should we do? The Rebbeinu Shem was megala us in the Dibur Shnius. The Rebbeinu Shem tells us, kasher tzivcha. And the Rebbeinu Shem tells us, befeirish, that the reason why you keep Shabbos is, because I told it to you already in Mara, zok the Rebbeinu Shalaylam Arayis Kalal, that Shabbos is different than everything else. Shabbos is taka from someplace else. Is a mele, the Vodraham is gerecht, that we don't say Shabbos. Why after Vachaton, why not? Because Shabbos is taka from Kasha Tzivcha. That's taka Shabbos is from Kasha Tzivcha. But Mashenka and Rosh Chodesh, even though we got Rosh Chodesh before we're in Mitzrayim, still we could say B'chat HaBanu, still we could say according to Rambam, every Rosh Chodesh Ata V'chatonu. I will only say another Nekuda, that Be'etzem is Shver often Avud Raham, that says that we don't say Atav HaChatonu Shabbos. Why not? Because Shabbos was Nifchar. We were Nifchar, so we know that there's two Neschois Friday night in Kiddush. If we say Kivon of Echarta, Isonu Kedashta or not. So those that don't say Kivon of Echarta, now we know why we don't say Kivon of Echarta, just like we don't say Atav HaChatonu, so too we don't say Kivon of Echarta. Of a Vozom in Ton, as in the Abu Dharam himself, don't say Kivonu V'charta. David Raham himself says Kivonu V'charta Friday night. So Yibazoi, what's the detach that Kivonu V'charta? I will say a positive word, that there is an akuda in Shabbos that is Nivchar also. Why? Zocher es Yom HaShabbos Lekatshoi. Zichi came only by the Matan Torah. The Chiyuv of Zocher wasn't there before Matan Torah. Shabbos Friday night, where do we say Kivonu V'charta? By Kiddush. That Kiddush comes taka from Kivonu V'charta. Is there a good why you could say Kivonu V'charta? Daikun Kiddush came on Kivonu V'charta. Because Kiddush comes from Zocher es Yom HaShabbos Lekatshoi. Zocher es Yom HaShabbos Lekatshoi, Kula Alma Moida wasn't there before Matan Torah. I'll bring a Pashta Teraya to it. Because in Pnei Yeshua it says, nicht in Pnei Yeshua, Neich Machatois. Yeah, Pnei Yeshua it says, that if Matan Torah would have been Friday, if Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have been Moshe, if you have had me die to, would not have stood in the Dibris Zohar, would not have stood in the Dibris Shomer. And that's the Pnei Yeshua. Zok the Eretz Tzvi, what does the Pnei Yeshua mean? Because the only reason that the Chiyav of Einik Shabbos is only because B'Shabbos Nitna Torah. So if Shabbos would have given Friday, it would have never said Zachar, but there would never have been a Chiyav of Einik Shabbos. The whole Chiyav of Einik Shabbos is only because Matan Torah was Shabbos. His mother signed that Zachar was Neschadish only by Matan Torah. That's why in Kiddush you could say Kivonu V'charta. Thus is Maimel HaMuzga, to understand the Kivonu V'charta from Musaf, Why we say b'chatabonu mikolom? Why we don't say every Shabbos out of achatanu? Why Rish Chodesh we could say out of achatanu? Why we say al koponim Shabbos Rish Chodesh that becomes a yontif? We say out of achatanu. Kum tzigain atvila l'fish achatanu l'fanecha amcha v'aviseinu chor v'ireinu v'shomim beis mikdashenu v'gola yikareinu v'nutal kovid mibeis chayenu. Halten mitten der heilige Shabbos. Shabbos tom nicht mehr zwarte sein an kachet. Shabbos in Allah al sei vidui. Shabbos in Allah al krei. Shabbos tom gar nicht tom. Wo sind du geschehen mitten als Shabbos die Gedabenen? Chova ireinu, shomen beis me gesheinu, goli yikereinu, nutul kovet beis chayenu. I can only say over a piece of Sifte Tzadik in Parashas Va'era, Oysnu and Aleph. A piece of Sifte Tzadik, mit auf seiner größe Mensch to say such a word. Hafla wa fele de kiburim. הגם שבשבת קודש אין שום וידוי ותחינו, בכל מקום, כאשר יש חודש זמן כפרה לכל תולדי סום, יש חודש המורד כתוב, לא יוכלו חזל לספק, חזל couldn't hold themselves back מלקבויה בקושה על תיקון הנוחץ לכלל ישראל ולבניין בית המקדש. כביכול חזל looked at the day of Rish Chodesh, צידו עד הילגי תוג מריש חודש, you could be as man kapara lechol teidoisam. How could you not use that day to be mechanan the Rebbeinu Shalom ben Yemes HaMikdash? Ham chazal sich nicht gekent kabe yochol einhalten in the Mesakin given ne shebobe reshchezish his chadshus ve'ethrotzen godl. Listen up, Isai, to what Rishchedish is. Don't go daven in those shuls that are mezalzel and tfilis Rishchedish in my life to me yuktzach. Rishchedish as chatshes ve'eis rotzen godel. Rishchedish is as chatshes ve'eis rotzen godel. Ube Shabbos kedish. That's Rishchedish is noch gerezen. So that's why Chazal couldn't not make a takana on the thing that's the most noitik for Klal Yisrael. And I went to see if somebody else is mechadish as achidish. Die stellt sich an it. Rab Zorich Edelitz, Talmud Movik von Heiligen Neidem Yehuda, in Sefer Eurla Yisharim, makes the same exact order in Adrosha in Shoivivim, that the reason why Chazal used Azar Tfila, weil dem gewusst, dass Shabbos Rishchedish is a Moyerdike Eisirotzin, and they didn't want to verpass the Eisirotzin, and they made a Moyerdike Tfila. And if you realize this Tfila, we never say such a sharif for Lashon HaTfila. The Lashon HaTfila is the Chamoyodike Lashon HaTfila. We talk in the Moyodike Shprach. The Nutal Kovid mi Beis Chayenu was taken away, the Kovid mi Beis Chayenu in Oitz HaTfilis. It says, a Moyodike Taich, what it means, the Nutal Kovid mi Beis Chayenu. What does it mean, the Nutal Kovid mi Beis Chayenu? Basically, it's a Taich that's a very simple Taich, of it says, half of a fella. Beis Chayenu means from our existence, from our where we live from. But with Nutal Kovet, and eventually when we were in Eretz Yisrael, where did we get our panasa from? From a tziner, from a good tziner. We got it from where it belongs. You know where we get our panasa from today? From the Pseudos and Umas Olam. Nutal Kovet, we based Chayenu. A half of the Ketach. It was taking away the Kovet from our existence. We take our existence, we get it in the Eifem Bizoyen. It comes from Tzineiris, they go through the Goyim, from their Shefa we get it. It's the Chnutl Kovet mi Beis Chayenu. A half of the Ketach in Poshet the Pshat, Chnutl Kovet mi Beis Chayenu. Or with the Emes Ketach in Chnutl Kovet mi Beis Chayenu, Emes Ketach. Anocha Ketach in Chnutl Kovet mi Beis Chayenu means that the person has to realize that the Beis HaMikdash was Beis Chayenu. Why is Beis HaMikdash Beis Chayenu? In the Tefillah we say further, Shetaleinu b'simcha la'atzeinu v'titoeinu b'gvuleinu. What does it mean v'titoeinu b'gvuleinu? The Sasemes, the Briskerov, all mitzvah on v'titoeinu b'gvuleinu. When you plant a tree in the right place, it grows. When you plant a tree in not fertile land, it doesn't grow. V'titoeinu b'gvuleinu, that we should be able to grow, we have to be planted in Eretz Yisrael. When a Yid is in Eretz Yisrael, he grows. He's planted in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael makes him grow. That's v'titoeinu b'gvuleinu. He should plant us back in a place where we are on fertile soil. Or when the chutz laretz, we don't have beis chayenu, we don't have the place where we will shoyev chiyas from. The Heilige Sasemes tells us, amuyu the kishtikl Sasemes in Pesach. The Gemara tells us in Yuma, that there were, in the Beis HaMikdash, there were trees made out of gold, and they grew, and they gave out peiris out of gold, and the Kohenim had panosa from it. What does that mean, that Gemara? That means that in the Beis HaMikdash there was so much chiyus, so much life in the Beis HaMikdash, that a doimen, a piece of wood that had no chiyus, a piece of gold that had no chiyus, gave out chiyus. So to Sasamis, if a piece of gold gave out peiros, what happened to a person when he walked into the Beis HaMikdash? How much chiyus did the person get? How much did the person become a different person when he walked into the Beis HaMikdash? He became a stick chiyus in the Beis HaMikdash. For nutal kovet mi beis chayenu. The Beis HaMikdash is beis chayenu. We can tie to nutal kovet the beis chayenu. Vi the heilige goyin is megala. That when we went into Golos, it says in the Pasuk ein teira, that the Golos, the biggest churban in Golos is that we lost the teira in Golos. The teira that we have, zok the goyin, is garnished. The richtige Torah was when there was a Beis HaMikdash. Ein kovod ala Torah. V'nutol kovod mi Beis Chayenu. It was taking away the Torah from Beis Chayenu. Torah is keheim Chayenu v'erech yameinu. And we're missing the Torah, HaKadosh. We're missing the Chiyus HaTorah. The Torah in Golos and Ishdod HaTorah. That means v'nutol kovod mi Beis Chayenu. We'll end with one Ha'ara. An Ha'ara that should have bothered everybody when he davens. The Tefillah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, Ritzei Benuchaseinu, Chadosh Aleinu B'Yom HaShabbos Hazeh, Asa Chodesh Hazeh, we say all the tefillahs. What happened to Sein Chalkeinu, Katsheinu B'mitzvei Secha, Sein Chalkeinu B'Seira Secha, Sabeinu B'tuvecha, Samach Nafsheinu B'Shua Secha, V'tar Libeinu Olav D'cha B'emes? What happened to it? In a regular Shchodesh, is this do? In a Musaf, Fin Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sholosh HaGolem, is this do. In Musaf, in Shabbos, is this do. In Musaf, in Shchodesh, Vainenu, is this nish do. Dar HaShulchan, in Simen, Tuf Chof Hei, Zogt Azei. Da, Shema Oilam, Tomati, Al Nusach Shalonu, Shebesef Ati Yatzarta, Sha'acha Lemechilus Oven, Oimrim Kibachamcha Yisrael, Lome Ein Oimrim, Katshenu, Vitzoysecha, Sechokeinu, Vanchilenu, Vinucha by Yisrael, Mekatsha Shemecha, then Kibamcha Yisrael, Bakat, Bakharta, Mekala Umais. Why is it missing? Hare Kol Yom Tishchal B'Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur Shchal B'Shabbos, Omrim B'Sefer Bracha, Nusach Zeh, Lome Lo Yomrim Rosh Chedish Shchal B'Shabbos, Ubenusach Svart, Yesh Noi Be'emes. Welchen Nusach Svart? In Chabad. That was cooking in Siddur HaRav. In Siddur HaRav, he says Nusach Svart, he doesn't mean Nusach Svart, he means Nusach in Chabad. As in Chabad, in Nusach Ari, in Chabad, steht Taka, der Twille. As I steht gedrückt der Twille. With the ganze Nekode, with the ganze Stickel. V'fiani is Dati, v'nusach Aschen, as Chose Zermatvus, v'ani neue Gloimra, as I schreibt der Erech HaShulchan, v'ein Shumtam Shalei Loimezeh, V'loi metzosi mi sheheya beze. Azo ishtet im bal orach ha-shulchan. That means orach ha-shulchan is matzia to chepezich mit nisich ha-tvele, sadova pele, because sigven asach gidoi le-oilom farem, asach menaschei ha-tvele farem, take emes as in Chabad is this do, take emes in Chabad is do, there is kimat no other siddur from alachach me ashkenaz that you could find it, or bal kolponim, then the kuda. Der Nekuda is a Nekuda Pella that he asks a very good kasha. Why Taka says Nishdu in that villa? That's the aura of the Orach HaShulchan. That's the aura of Nusach. It's Kedai. And we go through the Nusach HaTvila. We should know that Al Kaponim, there Shinu Adar in the Nusach HaTvila. So Nish the Namal Nusach HaTvila. We'll go just for 2 more minutes to realize a very wichtige Nekuda. We just said that Be'etzem, the Shchodesh is a Moedik Yom Atfila. Be'etzem, we will get afreden with them Barichus. Shchodesh is a Yom Atfila, it's a Yom Eschatshus. It's a Moedik Yom to be Mespallah on Eschatshus, to be Mespallah on the Geula. There's a lot of Nekudas to talk about. But I want to point out that on this Friday, on this Shabbos, it's a Bezunder in Nekuda in Tfila. In Ereged Al Yod, there's a Maimer Limea Shevovim. Why is it that this year is Doshev Ovim Tat? What's the difference as an Ibi or Doshev Ovim Tat? And a normal year is not Doshev Ovim. And maybe better said that the Iker Mekor of Shavovim is only Shavovim Tat. Shavovim is a Chiddush. The Etzem, the Iker Shavovim is Shavovim Tat. Why is it? Shteit in Shlach Kodesh, the following Nekuda. The Iker Tikkun in the Bria starts with the first Kilkul in the Bria, which the first Kilkul in the Bria is the inyan of the Chet of the Lavona, that Lavona had to be mismayat itself, Miyata Lavona. That's the first Kilkul in the Bria, and as we say by Kiddush Lavona, that'll be Misukin La'osit. That'll be Misukin La'osit. Kilkul in the Bria starts with Kilkul Lavona. Vidu Shtimp in the Chet Eitzadas. That's not for us. The Maranaim talks about it. Others talk about it. We also geknipt in gebinden. But the kilkul in the Levona is the kilkul in the Bria. La'osid, that kilkul will be Mesukin. The Ravona will be Rachama, as we say in the Tvilis in Beches Levona. This year, what is the Tachlis of Ibiyar? The Tachlis of Ibiyar is to be Mashveh, the Shnois Achama, with the Shnois Levona. That's the Tachlis of Ibiyar. So Einach Hanami, the Eir HaLavona is not Ka'er HaChama. Oh, but there is an Hashva between the Eir and the Chama, the Eir HaLavona, is a Mele, in this year, there is an Akuda of Tikkun and Chet. That's why it's Miyuchat L'Tshuva. Since in the year of Shevav and Tat, Ido a Tikkun and Chet. Why is there a Tikkun and Chet? Because the Chet of Kilkul of the Chet of the Lavona somewhat comes together through the Iber. So Mamela licked them on a kuda from Ashva, from the Levana with the Chama, licked them on a kuda from Tikkun, and that's the Mokoim for Tshuva. That's what it says by Riches and Agedalyo, the Maimer printed for Shevavim. We'll take it a Poshet and a kuda. Velcha Tog Idos. What day is the day that's Miyuchid Be'etzem, Oistzenutzen for that Tfilah? A day that's mesugal for tefillah be'etzem, and a day that has in it that koyach, that's the day of shafen the iber, that's the day of Rosh Chodesh. The day that shafs the iber, that's the iker. Once the iber is geshafen, it's geshafen. But that day is the day that be'etzem shafs the iber achedesh, is the nekuda of mi'aber the chedesh, that day of Rosh Chodesh, which has a shaykhis to the iber achedesh, whether one could say it's other aleph, or one could say it's other beis, depends how you look at it. But al koponim, we have an asaga, that in the day of the Rosh Chodesh, that's the day of the Iber, is a miyuchadike tog for tefillah, and a miyuchadike tog to use for tikune at tefillah, and to use for that eis rotzen of eschatshes.